I'm Pierre Wolf, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, and I'd like to welcome everyone to our Thursday, January 28th, 2016. I still have to remember we're 2016 and not 15. And it is 9:05, and I would like roll call from our interim clerk of the board, Mr. Packard.
Mr. Delgado? Here. Ms. Gray?
Here.
Mr. Young?
Here.
Ms. Cervantes?
Here.
Mr. Johnston?
Right here.
Vice Chair Hunter?
Here.
Chair Wolf?
Here. Thank you. And our second item are introductions, staff recognitions, and awards. And before we proceed with those, you know, there's a few announcements that I'd like to make. First one is that Mr. Ken Harris, who was our executive officer, has been appointed to head the California Division of Oil and Gas, and so it left us rather quickly. There was very little transition period, and this was at the specific request of the governor. So we established a interim position, which is currently being held by Ms. Lisa McCann. And she was, since 2007, in our environmental program manager here. And she, before that, worked with the San Francisco Bay Water Board, which is Region 2. So this is currently the position that she is filling in. And we also have a new board member that has joined us. It's her first meeting today, so I'd like to welcome Ms. Jane Gray, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm little, so I'll tell you a little bit about myself. So thank you all. I'm excited to be here. I am currently working for an engineering and environmental firm. My background is in water use planning, land use planning, number of different items. I've had sort of a strange trajectory to my career, but I'm excited to be here and look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you very much. So, Ms. McCann, could you then follow up with other items that we have in terms of staff?
Before I do that, I have a little surprise for you. If you could indulge me for just a minute, I have a little slide presentation I wanted to share with you by way of saying thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I had the great fortune to have flown to Ontario twice through San Francisco on an incredibly couple clear days, and I have some great shots of our watersheds and our coastline, and I thought it would be really great, given that I'm new in this role and we have a new board member, to share with you just a minute on looking at why we do the work we do and what's important to protect. May I?
Surely.
Thank you. Well, you know, oh, I guess I'll take a minute while that's loading up. If it doesn't in a minute, we'll do it a different way. Oh, thank you, Aaron. I just want to tell you that these are photos I took with my iPhone out the window of the airplane. So if they look a little bit grainy and not focused, I purposely wanted to share with you what I saw through my eyes. And I'm grateful for technology because I can't even believe some of what I was looking at, and that I still have a record of it.
There we
Well, while we're making the adjustments there, one other item that I wanted to share with my colleagues, board members, and also to the public is that, you know, personally, I'm very appreciative of our key management team within our staff to come through during this very short transition from Mr. Harris. You know, we basically had 4 days of transition, so that's not very typical. And so I want to express my personal thanks to Mr. Harvey Packard, one of our manager, Mr. John Robertson, thank you very, very much. And Mr. Michael Thomas, thank you for coming through. And this was instant. These are called mental reflexes. You know, when you come through and you don't even have to think about it, you say, okay, we're coming forward, we're pitching in. So I'm very grateful, and I appreciate our key management team for doing that.
How about I do this a little bit later? We'll figure it out and not take more time, but I would really like to share it with you. And it's brief. It's 5-6 slides, so.
Okay, maybe we can do this after, you know, we'll take a break. So do you have other announcements to make?
Okay. Just to identify the other staff that are available today and helping out. Harvey Packard is serving as clerk to the board. He's normally a section manager. Our clerk is sick, out ill, Tammy. Jessica Jarre, attorney, and Michael Thomas, assistant executive officer, and Steve Moore, state board member, liaison to Region 3. Well, that's, I think, key for now. Maybe just to mention John Robertson as well, section manager, helping out with lots of things. And I wanted to just ditto what you said, Chair Wolf, about the support and the incredible teamwork that we had before and how that has really sustained us through this transition with these managers and Michael. And the admin staff and technical staff as well, really.
All right, thank you very much.